I'd encourage any other reporters, if they want to record the audio, to put their recording devices on the table right about now. Is that all? Excellent. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate your time, particularly on a busy day for everybody involved in Canadian football. It's a great honor for me to welcome a couple of notable guests to join you and chat with you over the next little while. To begin with, our general manager and president, Ricardo Pascual, our sporting director, Jorge de la Pando, and special welcome to our new head coach, our third head coach in our club's history, Mr. Benjamin Mora. Welcome to the three gentlemen. You can come in. Gents at the top table. We're going to open up questions in the room first, and then there's a lot of people on Zoom who are interested to speak to them. So any questions in the room to begin with, and then we'll jump to Zoom. So who wants to go first in the room? Any takers? Robin, off you go.
Well, I guess, what did you know about this league before you got this interview for this position?
Hi, how are you, everyone? Thank you for being here. For me, it's very important to approach this press conference and share my thoughts. Thank you for being here. All of you also in Zoom. Well, I'm a professional coach. I mostly know a lot of leagues in the world. Some of them are very difficult to watch around the country because there's no platforms or so. But I knew it was a good environment, a good league that was starting to grow and needed expansion. And of course, I knew there were Mexicans here trying to do something nice for football with a lot of passion, and that brought me to watch the league even more and study the competition, how it works, how many teams, how they play, and of course having in mind that we have a very, very close the MLS, like a good league that has been expanding. I guess Canadian League is on that way, and I'm happy to be here.
This goes for Mr. Ricardo. How was the process to get the new coach, and when you decided that Mr. Benjamin Mora was the chosen?
Hi, Joseph, and again, thanks everybody for being here. Appreciate your time. It was a very long, exhaustive process. It may not have been long days, but many hours were put into it. When we decided we needed a change, Jorge led the process. We created a list of things that we needed and a new coach that we're looking for. And it was a long list, and then we started not interviewing people, but talking to people in the soccer landscape in North America. And I can tell you, Benjamin was on top of everybody's list. After we had a list of candidates, we started the process, and I can assure you that the first interview that we did with Benja, we knew exactly that he was our guy. So it's just a matter of time, conversations, and more conversations, and we got it. We're very happy and very enthusiastic that he's here with us, and not just good for York United, it's also very good for the CPL to have a person and a character like Benjamin.
Mr. Benjamin, on behalf of the Latin community, muchísimas gracias por estar acá con nosotros.
Gracias.
Le deseamos todo lo mejor, and we wish you all the best. And our first question is, when you hear the news from Mr. Ricardo, what came through your mind? And then give us, how was your first impression stepping on Toronto? How do you see it?
Well, before this, I was in Mexico, in Atlas, and I had around 6 to 7 months waiting for a good project, waiting for something nice to come and analyze the situation. I was not expecting from here, from Canada, because, of course, being in Mexico, you want to continue in Mexico or you want to go to South America. And when I first heard the invitation from Jorge, of course, and then from Ricardo and brothers, I was surprised. I said, whoa, this is...
press conference para presentar al nuevo entrenador de estos campeones.
Rodrigo, you're sorry, can you guys put on mute, please?
You can mute them, right? Mute all.
Thank you.
Latino también. bien. Okay, so I was surprised because I didn't have in mind that Canada could be an option, right? But then I look into the project. I am a very passionate coach, and I want to grow as a coach. Instead of waiting for a team, I said this is a good opportunity to grow and to help my Mexicans, friends that to come here and help in this project. So of course, it was surprising. But then when I saw the reach that could have and the expansion that I can be part of, it was not difficult to make a decision.
Guys, I do believe we've muted this caller. There you go. Any other questions in the room, guys, before we jump to Zoom?
Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you.
I know that today is the women's national team versus Canada versus Mexico. So, did you when you came to York United, did you get to meet one of the players and see one of the players that interest you?
Well, yeah. I didn't meet the players until the last game that York played versus Porch. I was there in Hamilton in the game, and I met some of the players that were in the stadium, in the box, and that was my first encounter with them. Of course, I met them today before training. I had a long brief with them explaining what we want, what I want as a coach, what I really like as a daily basis work. And I'm happy to meet the players.
I know this is the day for... in the same day for the announcement for the women's national team for Canada and Mexico. It's for everything has gone. And you, what kind of a shocking day for this announcement for Canada and Mexico in Toronto?
Yeah, I think it was meant to be, right? The same day that Canada plays Mexico, we introduce our Mexican coach here in Canada. So
it's a nice thing. Yeah, let's make it a draw. Yeah, so nobody suffers.
Okay, thank you, Jacob. We're going to jump to the Zoom portion of the call. Neil, you've been waiting patiently.
Thank you, Owen. First of all, congratulations, Benjamin, on your appointment.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, I know it's difficult to sum up philosophy, but what kind of football do you want your team to play?
Well, the philosophy is, of course, trying to win games based on a game of ball possession. There's a lot of things that I can say about my philosophy or the philosophy that I would like to implement. I'm starting to get to know the players, their characteristics of that we can use. Of course, I think we always do in the pitch as we do outside the pitch. So I'm really intense. I like intensity. I like my team to press. We will try to press very, very strong. We will try to base our football in possession, in position, in associations. We will try to have patterns of play that can help us to develop our game and have a good functionality on attack and defense. And we will put emphasis and detail in all the five phases of the game, right? On attack, the transitions, the defense phase, and of course the set pieces that we need to improve a lot. So I want to control the game. I want my team to control the game. We are going to work very hard to make that possible in every game we play versus whoever we play. We really are not worried of who are we going to face. We are going to work on our craft and try to do a good football based on the ball.
And just to follow up, if I may, Ricardo, what are your thoughts on your team's current roster? Does work need to be done on it? And if so, a lot of work or small work? What is your take on the current roster?
Yeah, hey, Neil. First of all, thank you for being here. And I've said this since day one, and I truly believe it, that we have the best roster in the league. I think it's up to us now, to Benjamin and to Jorge, to identify those strengths of players and maximize them. Benjamin said something today very true at the locker room. It says every player needs to play with confidence in order to give their best. And it's a Benjamin's job to get that out of the players so they feel more comfortable. They feel more comfortable not just with themselves, but people around them. And I stand by it.
Thank you. And buena suerte, Benjamin.
Gracias. Thank you very much.
Look at Neil showing off with his little bit of Spanish there. Very impressive. Mitchell, over to you.
Sounds good. Pleasure to meet you, Benjamin.
Thank you, Mitchell.
In terms of, you kind of built on it, or you kind of spoke about it there, or you did to your players, but in terms of winning culture, I know you've won a lot as a coach. What are kind of the keys off the field as well to developing a winning culture within the club, and how do you plan on kind of implementing that?
Well, a culture is built by habits, by patterns of behavior. It's a daily basis work on how you think, how you feel, and how your emotions can dictate your actions. So this is a build up from the bottom to the top to end up knowing that we need to create the culture of winning, but not only winning games, winning championships, and winning a lot of things that I am used to win. I like it, and I'm going to look for the trophies everywhere I step. Now it's going to be here, and I'm not going to rest until we make it. We have I agree with Ricardo, we have a really good roster. We are rich in talent, but we need to make a team that works like men. Like together, teamwork, all running, all doing their job, putting their service for the team, not individually. And when we do that, I think we're going to be in the path of a winning team, and that will create that culture that we want of winning mentality.
Thank you so much. And Ricardo, the rest of the coaching staff, you know, obviously Mauro was the interim head coach for the last little bit. Are they sticking around for the time being, or will there be a new kind of coaching staff?
Mitchell, again, thanks for being here. No, the Mauro, Camilo, and Fabio, they will remain as assistant coaches. We were very clear with Mauro. He was, since day one, when we told him he was up to the challenge, when we told him about Benjamin maybe a week ago or so, he was very enthusiastic. He's been speaking daily with Benja about the roster, about what he thinks, how can we get better. He's been basically on Benja's here the last week or so, and we hope to continue that way down the road for the year, and hopefully many years more.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mitchell. Brandon, over to you.
Thanks, Owen. Hello, everyone, and congratulations, Benjamin, on the appointment. Just one question, sort of very similar to what Neil had asked earlier. Obviously, we know that, you know, Ricardo, you've said many times already that you believe this roster is the best or one of the best in the league. Also cognizant of how, you know, the time that it takes to build these partnerships within the club and within the squad and building into those philosophies. How do you expect the next sort of 6 or 7 games as you build those familiarities with the squad to go? And, you know, what are you really looking forward to or looking towards to have success sort of in this transitional period?
Brandon, again, thanks for being here. I appreciate your time. I think that's more of a question that Benjas can answer you, but I can tell you it's a combination of get 3 points as starting this Sunday, and at the same time the team understanding the faster the better what Benja wants out of them, not just individual but collectively. And I think maybe Benja can speak more about this, but it's a combination of we need the points, we get the points, we have to be at the top of the leaderboard, and at the same time, as I said, make the team understand what Benja wants on the field, right?
Yeah, apologies, Ricardo. Sorry, that was the question was directed at Benja.
Okay, Brandon. Well, it's a lot of planning, you know. It's we have been studying the team, the potential, the way we can explode the task, the roles that most of the positioning of the players have and been having. I can see there is a lot of space to grow in different positions, right? What we have to do is do it in small group ways and phases, right? I cannot change the team from one night to another, or I cannot improve the team from one night to another, or from one game to another game. This is why this is a project. This is why there is a process. The first decision that the management made was bringing me. Then this past 3 days, I've been talking to my staff. I've been going around the model of play, the style of play, the intention, the what we need to do in the different zones of the pitch, and we are developing a methodology that brings us to plan the microcycles in a good way, so we can start to develop our game the best way possible. This will be seen on Sunday for sure in a small or medium moments and situations, of course, but it takes time. I think it's going to be fast. Normally, in my past teams that I've coached, it hasn't been too long until the team starts to play the way I want. But of course, winning is very important. And if a progress is going to come, an evolution, if we win, it will be faster.
Thanks, Ben. And if I can, just with one follow-up as well, I noticed sort of in the introductory press release that you also highlighted your desire to focus on building the talent and developing the talent on this roster. There's a number of young players on this roster who have come through the club and have done very well in the early days. Think of Noah Batne, of Kenton Martin-Pura, of Max Ferrari in days past, as he's developed into a leader for this club. I'm just wondering sort of what your initial comments are on that point and really sort of empowering the sort of young talent that this club has at their disposal as well. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I come from a country that there is a culturally, a history of development in different clubs, right? So I'm going to try to implement some of the knowledge I have on the development process, having in mind that we need to look into the concepts of play, the principles of play, the individual and collective tactical principles, sub-principles, a lot of things that players must know before they go into competition in professional. So I've been around. I've been a coach since a long time ago with the young boys, even the kids. I started with under 5, under 7, under 9, long time ago, and then I went all around. So all the process, I know how to implement it. I am a young coach with experience, and that takes me to a place that I can understand the new generations, and I can maybe bond in a way that they can believe what I'm trying to transmit. So I think we are capable of doing that. I think we are capable of winning, and developing.
Thank you so much to all three of you guys, and again, congratulations on the appointment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. David, over to you.
Thank you, Owen. Hola a todos. Bienvenido a Benjamin a Canadá. Felicitaciones por el nuevo trabajo. Hey. Me llamo David Parks de Northern Tribune. I just want to start off by speaking to you in particular and ask, of course, York is just a quarter of the way into the season. Obviously, speaking to Ricardo, I can imagine that he gave you what he wants for this club. What is the ambition for this season? Is there a belief still that York can even still win regular season? Obviously, the aim will be now to make the playoffs to finish as high as possible, but is there a belief that you guys can still win the regular season title?
Do we have a chance numerically?
I'm sorry?
Do we have a chance numerically? I mean, mathematically, do we have a chance?
Oh, yes, most certainly.
Okay, then there's a chance. To be champions, of course.
Very straightforward, and I definitely appreciate that. And Ricardo, a ti también, buenas tardes, espero que esté bien como siempre. How easy was it to bring Benjamin to this club? Because obviously you mentioned that you had other managers in the search to replace Martin Nasha. How easy was it to bring Benjamin to the club?
David, thank you for being here again. Thanks for your time. It wasn't easy. Look, you know something about this. The team and the ownership group has a long-term plan, and it's a 8-10-year-plus commitment that we have to, here in Canada, in Toronto. And what I wanted at the beginning was first to let Benja know exactly our plan moving forward. Again, not just for this season, but for many years to come. And explaining that, it's hard in just one conversation, right? So we've had multiple 2-3 hour conversations, not just for this season, not just for this roster, but beyond. And that's where the whole idea coming from me, Benja captured it. And that's when he was like, oh, it's a very interesting project. I want to be a part of this. And that's where really conversation started ongoing. More or less, it was like that. And once he heard everything, I can tell you, so different feeling that much at the beginning without knowing the whole project from us.
Yeah, good to know. That does make a lot of sense. Muchísimas gracias a ustedes y de nuevo para ti, Benjamin.
Pues,
bienvenido a Canadá. Estoy muy interesado en ver el equipo de ti y buena suerte esta temporada.
Te va a gustar. You will like
también.
It.
Gracias.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Yes, sir. Gracias.
Thank you, David. A couple of Mexican journalists join us. Odin, what's to you? You're muted right now.
¿Se escucha, Odin?
No. Okay. Hola, Benja, ¿cómo estás? Qué gusto saludarte.
Odin, ¿cómo estás? Un gusto saludarte a ti también.
Oye, Benja, a ver, yo fui a Malasia, te vi llegar a Malasia.
¿Se quedó en la escuela?
Como entrenador. Te vi llegar a Malasia a buscar un sueño. Te conocí en Puebla como auxiliar técnico de Carlos de los Cobos. Después regresé a Malasia y te vi campeón en todo lo que se disputó. Después te vi llegar a México, se te brinda una oportunidad para dirigir al Atlas. La primera temporada que diriges al Atlas, logras clasificar a una liguilla en un Atlas complicado. Después de haber sido bicampeón y de haber bajado su nivel, Atlas logra contratarte y llegas a una liguilla. El siguiente torneo te venden todos los jugadores, que muchas veces pasa en los equipos de fútbol, no solamente en México, en todo el mundo. No te va bien, pero no te va bien porque no tienes con qué. Y después te quedas sin equipo. Hoy te brinda la oportunidad este equipo en Canadá. Y he hablado contigo por teléfono y me lo has dicho. Vas a ser campeón. Tienes las herramientas para lograr ser campeón en la Liga Canadiense con este nuevo equipo de la Liga Canadiense.
Gracias, Odin, por la descripción. I'm going to answer in Spanish, please. Las herramientas las vamos a buscar, las vamos a generar, las vamos a pulir, las vamos a lijar, ¿verdad? Vamos a hacer que lo que tenemos, que es bastante bueno, y obviamente estoy apenas conociendo el plantel, estoy apenas conociendo sus alcances, estoy apenas conociendo las posibilidades que puede tener en diferentes momentos. Creo que lo primero es tener la expectativa de ganar, ¿verdad? Las herramientas se van a ir dando de acuerdo al staff, a la directiva que esté apoyándonos en este proyecto, al director deportivo que también nos esté de la mano empujando para que podamos lograrlo, de los fans que vengan a apoyarnos, de todo, ¿no? Es un todo lo que puede llegar a llevarnos a pelear por un campeonato. Yo estoy convencido de que podemos ser campeones. A eso vine, no vine de vacaciones, no vine a conocer y a tomarme fotografías, vine a trabajar. Y entonces yo creo que esa es la herramienta fundamental, el trabajo, la pasión y la dedicación a este proyecto y la unión que tengamos tanto directiva como entrenador y staff y jugadores para lograrlo.
Benjamín, llegar al York United impresiona un poco después de haber tú dirigido en Malasia tanto tiempo, después de haber dirigido ya en el fútbol mexicano, ir a un nuevo equipo, a una nueva liga. ¿Qué significa para ti el dirigir hoy al York United? ¿Qué significa para ti en el sueño de trascender en tu carrera a futuro?
Pues número uno, acompañar a mis compatriotas, a pelear por un sueño, a luchar hombro a hombro con gente que está dejando su vida, que está dejando su inversión, que está dejando su corazón en un proyecto en otro país. Eso a mí me emociona y me entusiasma. Después, abrir mercado para nuestros compatriotas mexicanos, entrenadores que puedan también ser vistos desde mí, a través de mí, en esta zona, para que puedan también tener oportunidades. Y obviamente, pues darme cuenta de la expansión que puede haber en esta liga en mediano plazo, si no es que corto, porque esto va muy rápido, y poder hacer cosas muy lindas por este equipo que me dio la oportunidad.
Oye, en el fútbol mexicano hay más extranjeros en los banquillos que nacionales. Inclusive la liguilla fue dirigida por puros extranjeros, la final fue dirigida por puros extranjeros. ¿Qué pasa con el técnico mexicano? Y tú estarás abriendo una brecha en el fútbol canadiense, porque tampoco hay técnicos mexicanos en el fútbol canadiense, eres los primeros técnicos que van a dirigir allá. ¿Serás tú quien abra esa brecha?
Sí, como lo hice en Malasia y como lo voy a hacer acá, y en algún futuro, ¿por qué no?, en algún otro lado. Somos nómadas de esta vida, Odín, y hay que hacer las cosas que a uno le apasionan. Y yo aquí estoy por pasión y por determinación y porque creo en mí, tengo certeza en este grupo de empresarios y de directivos que tienen un sueño muy definido. Así que vamos a ir por todo.
Pues en lo personal te deseo mucha suerte, en lo profesional también. Y quisiera hacer una sola pregunta a la directiva. ¿Por qué voltear a ver a un técnico mexicano? ¿Por qué voltear a Benjamín Mora para que seas tu técnico para este torneo?
Odín, gracias por estar aquí y por tu tiempo. Mira, fíjate que desde que Jorge y yo decidimos hacer un cambio, Jorge empezó a crear una lista de características que queríamos en un nuevo entrenador. A partir de la lista que teníamos de características, empezamos a hablar con gente en Canadá, en Estados Unidos y por supuesto en México, donde conocemos más el medio, sobre todo Jorge. Y a partir de ahí fue hablar con gente en el medio, hablar con gente en el ecosistema mexicano, y después empezar con el proceso de entrevistas. Evidentemente por la parte de la cultura, el entendimiento, Jorge y Benjamín se conocen hace 20, 25 años más o menos, van para atrás. Entonces creo que es muy importante que estén en el mismo canal desde el inicio, y a partir de ahí fue el proceso de entrevistas. Y como dije, la primera plática que tuvimos con Benja nos impresionó y logramos que esté aquí afortunadamente, y más o menos así fue el proceso, y por eso de la respuesta a tu pregunta, ¿no?
Ustedes como mexicanos, como inversionistas mexicanos en Canadá, saben y entienden lo importante que es para México Canadá. Canadá a nivel selección nacional ha mostrado cosas interesantísimas, nos han pasado por encima en el fútbol a nivel selección nacional. Hoy está en crecimiento el fútbol canadiense, es una nueva liga, una liga que se conoce poco, pero me imagino que el sueño de ustedes es empezar a voltear al fútbol mexicano para llevar elementos mexicanos, jugadores mexicanos. Hoy ya tienen un entrenador mexicano. ¿Ese es el plan de ustedes?
Dentro de otras cosas, sí. Voy a contar tu pregunta, Odín, también para las personas que están aquí. Guys, just Odin is asking that for us Mexicans ownership group, how important it is to contribute to the growth in Canadian soccer, in Canadian landscape, and if we think that down the road more Latin American players would be more interested in playing in this league. And I think the answer is 100% yes. Only with the Benjamin news and with people that Jorge has spoken to in the last couple of months, I can tell you that many, many international players have reached out to us and potentially becoming to play here in Canada. They are very enthusiastic. Obviously, the CPL has their own rules, international players, age players, etc. But it's very important for other cultures, other players in other countries, know about the CPL. And just by them reaching out directly to us through agents or through players, it speaks of the potential the CPL has. So, Odín, más o menos contestando tu respuesta, es por ahí tu pregunta, perdón, va por ahí la respuesta.
Pues solamente me queda decirle a ustedes como mexicanos, a Benjamín como mexicano y al fútbol canadiense, a este equipo York United, mucho éxito en este proyecto. Sé que México aportará mucho en el fútbol, en el fútbol de este país que está creciendo. Creo que esa unión tanto de mexicanos como de canadienses en la cuestión económica, en la cuestión deportiva, va a lograr cosas grandes. Muchas felicidades y mucho éxito.
Gracias, Odín.
Gracias.
Gracias, Odín. Olivia, you've been waiting very patiently, my friend.
Thank you. Well, first of all, congratulations, Ricardo. It's not easy to go through an interview process, and you have a lot of candidates, so congratulations. Of course, Benjamin, congratulations. We're in the tie today. Hopefully, you'll drop the tie soon, because you'll be on the bench very soon as well. So congratulations again. So you talked about, you know, pressing, possession. You talk about a few things. What is your own style? You said it in Spain, in French. Oh, sorry, you said it in Spanish. You said it in English as well. You have your own style. What is the areas that you'll be focusing on to launch or relaunch the winning culture in the club? And then a side question to that for both of you guys, what would be the few words that you want to say to all fans out there with the expectations and what you want to do?
Yes, well, a model of play, a structured philosophy to implement and to transmit to the players, it's very big, it's huge. All the moments, the circumstances, the situations that the player must know and how to to read the game and to read the necessities, right? We are trying to understand how we can make the players understand the game in a better way. How to develop better in their zones of action and their roles and of course their intentions in the pitch, all right? Sometimes we are going to press, of course. Sometimes we're not going to be able to press because this is football. This is not a dictatorship that I want to press, so we press always. No, players must know that we need to read the moments of the game. When we need to press very well. And when we need to drop a little bit, 15 meters to reshape and repossess the ball, maybe we can drop in a compact block. And then if we need to play low block to leave the space behind the opponent's back, then we can take advantage of the spaces in runs and different ways, overlappings, numerical superiorities. All of this, with detail, is going to be practiced and trained individually, in a group, and collectively as a team. So it will be a nice ride. I mean, there's a lot of things that we need to work on, but especially on the human side. The human side and the individual are the most important thing, because if they're not good in the mind, in the emotions, they cannot perform. They cannot give you what you want in the pitch as a coach. So my approach is really the most important is the human being. How are they feeling in the team? How are they feeling with the teammates, with the new staff, with the new coach, with the new environment, with the new concepts, and so? So it's gonna be a nice ride. I'm very excited because I can't wait for tomorrow to train again. I can't wait for the day after. I cannot wait for the game. I want to compete. I want to compete. Yes.
That's awesome. So since you talked about human aspect, the other human aspect of the team is the fans and the supporters out there. What would be your words and of, you know, sort of expectation for them or whatever, what kind of ideas that you have for them?
Well, the owners have changed. The coach have changed. The players have changed. The only thing that doesn't change are the fans. They are eternal. So they are very important for us. They are the heartbeat of our development of our game. If they're not here, we are missing something. Of course. If they are here, they can encourage us to and motivate the players to perform in a better way. That's some motivation that we need. And, invite them to come and see good football, because they will.
Thank you. That's all for me. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Olivier. Big day for the club. Thank you, all of you, for being here with us. Thank you, guys. We appreciate the time.
Recording stopped.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
The shirt? Yeah, we can take some photos.
Okay.
My wife doesn't have a question. No questions for my wife?
Do you want to hear her question?